Similarly, I'd like to welcome everybody, and we just have the opportunity today to spend the time together, practice Dhamma together. It is a benefit for Abhayagiri, but I think really the benefit is for everybody. So being able to come together, practice together, encourage each other in our Dhamma practice, that's truly a great benefit. It's so easy to just be swept up in the hustle and bustle of our lives, and the grounding in the practice, and the just having contact with good spiritual friends, having good spiritual friendships, is an important part of how we nurture and nourish our practice. This is a day of the Abhayagiri monastery coming down the city to join you, and we'll bring a flavor of the monastery today, and we can we could begin by doing some morning chanting. This is a definitely forms a part of our daily existence at the monastery. We skipped out at our morning chanting this morning so that we could get down here in time for the event, but we'll be doing it now. So we could...
Before we start?
Yeah.
I forgot one thing.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we're here is to also raise funds, benefit for the hall. And when I say benefit, so Mark will be actually over at this table maybe in the afternoon.
Probably, yeah.
Does that sound good in the afternoon? And being able to go, I think, online or checks, cash or whatever to do. So that's part of the main purpose is here to the Dharma and supporting the Dharma. So I apologize. I forgot to mention that where we can do that. So Mark will be able to take any funds in the basket over there, whatever little bit anybody can do makes a difference. So I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Because the fundraising is not a big feature of our tradition. Which is, these things have their own kind of lifespan or life cycle, and and things will monastic time is usually a bit different from lay time. So, but also the reality is I say the building that we are creating is a reception hall. It's mainly it's facilities for the lay people, because it's we have increased numbers of people coming, wanting to practice at the monastery, wanting to hear the Dhamma, wanting to join in the meditations, so that next year will be our 20th anniversary of the monastery. So, which is kind of shocking, actually, that one of the reflections that we do as monastics, one of the chants, the days and nights are relentlessly passing. How well am I spending my time? But we do it pretty regularly, but it's always shocking sometimes that the days and nights are relentlessly passing. in 19 years, we made do with what we have up there, and we're still using the garage that that was there on site. And it was a really crappy garage. But we've fixed it up into a meditation hall. It's been really, I mean, not just serviceable, it's really quite delightful. It's a nice space. It's one of the great benefits of being in Mendocino County. Somebody builds a garage in Mendocino County, you have nice high roofs, you can dry your marijuana up in the rafters. it's served many purposes. But that's too small. It's been too small for years. The little house that was on site when we got there, small two-bedroom bungalow, is where the kitchen is, and that's always been too small. So it's there's lots of things that need replacing. But anyway, that this morning we'll focus on practicing together.